Well, let's get some analysis now on the departure of Heather Humphreys from the political stage and also the rest of the week's political developments. And we're joined in studio by our political reporter, Mary Regan, and from our Galway studio by Dr. Brendan Flynn, Head of Political Science at the University of Galway. Thank you both for joining us. And Brendan Flynn, to you first. We've now had 18 out of 35 Fine Gael TDs elected at the last election, bowing out of politics. Heather Humphreys, the party's deputy leader, the latest. Where does this leave Fine Gael now, just weeks before a general election?
In pole position. In a very strong position, notwithstanding Helen Humphreys standing down there, which I think was something of a surprise. But, and it is unprecedented, you're correct to point out, 18 out of 35 people standing down is a cliff that they have to climb there from just Fine Gael's perspective. But if you look at the opinion polls, they're incredibly strong. In one of the September polls, it's a mistake, by the way, just to focus on one poll. You have to look at a whole spread of polls, but there's a clear trend. Simon Harris has changed the dial for Fine Gael. They've clawed themselves up from under 20% around January or February of this year to clearly over a quarter. And in one of the polls in September, they were at 27%. And in one of the polls, they were at 23%. So somewhere between that range of a quarter of the electorate are thinking about giving their first preference vote to a Fine Gael candidate. The last time Fine Gael got those types of numbers, they got 50 seats in the Dáil Éireann. So they would be delighted and they would be over the moon to have 50 seats. Remember, the Dáil will be different. We have 43 constituencies and we'll have 174 deputies that will have to be elected. And so Simon Harris's job is to get as many of those to be Fine Gael candidates. That comes down to what Heather Humphreys said, the Monaghan accent. I was very intrigued and touched by what she said about that. It's local politics and it's the local standing of the candidate that matters.
Stay with us, Brendan. We'll discuss more in a moment. Mary Regan, Fine Gael has appointed Helen McEntee as its deputy leader. We now have two 38-year-olds at the top of the Fine Gael party. But is the loss of an experienced hand like Heather Humphreys going to be costly for Fine Gael during an election campaign when they do need to pull senior figures out to front media coverage during that campaign?
Well, I think her loss will be felt in the sense that she was the most senior woman in the party for a start, but she was also someone who was seen to be quite strong on rural affairs and very much in touch with the party grassroots. And she was seen as someone who could really, mobilise the grassroots and also had a sort of, ear to the ground, a sense of really the issues that are playing with the public or not playing with the public. And while I guess that is something she could work on behind the scenes, not having her front and central during an election campaign will be a loss to the party. But as Brendan was just saying there, she will give her backing to whatever candidate is selected in Cavan Monaghan. So that's unlikely to lead to a seat loss. And, a lot of Fine Gael's campaign, it would now appear, will focus on the leader, Simon Harris, and the sense of energy that he claims to have brought to the party is something that they will make a big play on during the election campaign.
And he is meeting with his coalition party leaders tomorrow evening. The meeting is to discuss the timing of the general election. What's likely to emerge from that?
Well, both the Green Party leader and the Fianna Fáil leader have said that they believe some sort of clarity ought to be brought to the question after that meeting tomorrow night. And the Green Party leader, Roderick O'Gorman, in particular, he said he will say that at the meeting, that, people need to be told and they need to end this will they, won't they speculation. Simon Harris has indicated that he's not really minded to do that because, if you look at it from that perspective, it would ultimately, if clarity was given tomorrow night, lead to a very long lead-in to a general election campaign. And shorter campaigns tend to favour government parties and they won't want the starting gun to be fired, tomorrow over the next coming days, even if it is unofficially. So Simon Harris has said that he will ultimately be the decider of this, although he wants things to end well with the other coalition parties because he said they worked well together during their time and he wants things to end well too.
Brendan Flynn, there you mentioned the opinion polls there. There is a new opinion poll in the Sunday Times today and indicates a further slippage for Sinn Féin down 2 points to 16%, Fine Gael on 24%, Fianna Fáil on 19%. But significantly, as you pointed out there, independents on 22%, and then smaller parties, Social Democrats and Labour on 5%, and the Greens on 4%, Solidarity, BBB on 3%, and AIM2 on 2%. Looking at those numbers, what kind of a government could emerge from those numbers?
A sense of deja vu pervades in how I look at the numbers, and I think we could end up with something like the result of 2016, which was Fine Gael have a good result, but they don't, they're not in position to form a government, so they have to work with independents, and we even end up with independents in the cabinet. Because I think actually what you see in the polls there, the Sinn Féin slide was occurring long before the events of last week. So it was occurring sometime around January or February. You begin to see a fairly significant slide in the Sinn Féin vote, first preference vote in the opinion polls. So I'm actually sceptical that last week will make a significant difference to Sinn Féin, one way or the other, or indeed for the governing parties. I think the beneficiary of the events of last week, and one of the big beneficiaries in the local elections, were independents, who are very diverse. They're a very mixed bunch of people under that label.
I suppose, look, just focusing on Sinn Féin, given the week that they have had, a series of controversies affecting the party, the letters of reference provided for a paedophile press officer by two of his colleagues, Mary Lou McDonald's praise for the former Senator Niall O'Donnell, who'd resigned after sending a text message to a teenager after the tour out canvassing, the resignation of Brian Stanley and the referral of those issues to the Gardaí, and the resignation of Patricia Ryan. Given all of those controversies, what's your assessment then, Brendan Flynn, of the shape that Sinn Féin are going into this election campaign as the main opposition party?
Again, I just say I'm not sure that the events of last week will have registered that way with the electorate, in the sense that they will make a major change. I should say that some of the polls have excluded undecideds, so there is a little bit of noise in those polls. But in fact, the trend overall is that they have lost somewhere between 18.5% to 21% of Sinn Féin's first preference vote has disappeared from January of this year. And it began to go into free fall in the spring. So, in other words, I think actually what Sinn Féin are facing is they are going to lose some seats. They may also win some seats. But I would just come back to something I said earlier. It really now is all to play for Sinn Féin, and indeed all the parties, in terms of the local constituency dynamics. Have the person they've selected, the man or woman, are they somebody who will appeal to voters from a local perspective? That the Sinn Féin brand might be decidedly secondary for many of the successful candidates.
All right. Brendan Flynn, thank you very much for that. Mary, a final question to you. That meeting of the party leaders taking place tomorrow night, even though, as you say, the Taoiseach is not going to name the date of the election, are we really likely to see parties and candidates ramp up into campaigning mode now from tomorrow on?
Well, absolutely, because if you look at the sort of chronological sequence now from here on in, next week will effectively be the last week before the Dáil recess, where, you know, any issue that people want ventilated in the Dáil to grab headlines, etc., that will come out during the Dáil. And then you're into a break for the Halloween midterm, and that's a time when people will be at home in their constituencies in campaign mode, but they have been already, let's be honest about it. And what we're now looking at is probably coming back the week after that, the final bits of legislation getting through, the finance bill, etc. And most likely people expect now, I think, an election be called at the end of that week for November 29th. That seems to be the wisdom at the moment.
All right, Mary, thank you very much. That's Mary Regan, RTE political reporter, and Dr. Brendan Flynn, head of political science at the University of Galway. Thank you both for joining us today.